Well, at noon today in Topeka, Governor Sam Brownback and other officials will commemorate the 153rd anniversary of Kansas statehood in a renovated statehouse that some observers say has become now one of the nation's most beautiful. The renovation cost about $330 million, but it wasn't originally expected to cost much more than $50 million. Dick Bond is a former president of the Kansas State Senate. He's a former member of the Board of Regents. The Overland Park Republican is regarded by some as a chief catalyst for the State House makeover. We sat down with the senator yesterday. What kind of shape was the Capitol in, Dick, as you were nearing the end of your Senate career back in the late 90s, 2000, that had you thinking that a major renovation was something that had to get done here?
Well, I became Senate President in 1997 and then left at the end of 2000, four-year term. And early in my first year as president, a person from the Capitol area architectural department came over, a guy named Bill Groth, G-R-O-T-H, mm-hmm. Wonderful guy. And I got him to be architect of the Capitol because we had none. But Bill would come over and tell me, you know, you've got lead paint, you've got asbestos, you've got a leaking roof, you've got stonework falling off, you've got outdated air conditioning, heating. It's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. It's a fire trap. If a fire starts on the first floor, the people on the fourth and fifth floor probably have 5 minutes before they die. Mm. There's no sprinkler system, no exhaust system, no alarm system,
Wow. Nothing.
And then they had screwed up the Capitol so bad over the years as when they first put in air conditioning, you know, they did it with a chainsaw and and cutting holes through walls. They painted over wonderful murals and stencils. In the offices, they put up, legislators put up pictures with nails, and it was physically a mess. And in terms of IT, we were not prepared at all for any kind of technology.
So what made you think you could push something like this through? Because, you know, politically, this can be a pretty tough sell because all this kind of work can be construed by voters in a campaign. Things can be twisted to say, hey, your lawmakers are spending millions of dollars for fancy offices down there at the state capitol in Topeka. How'd you sell the idea?
Well, you're right, and I'm not sure you could sell it today. In fact, I'm sure you could not sell it today. All the stars were aligned. The conservatives in those days were even very reasonable and understood the problem. And I pitched this thing as, you know, this is the people's house. When we went, I took legislators to three different capitals in the fall of 1997 to see what can be done. And we went to your home state of Minnesota, went to St. Paul, went to Des Moines to see that capital, went to Columbus to see what they had done in Ohio. And it was amazing the kind of transformation that took place in Ohio. They told us that after restoration, the number of visitors, especially children, increased five times.
Wow.
And they developed a center where they bring in all these kids off the buses and they come in and they put them in a visitor center. They show them a video as to what you're going to see in the Capitol. Just don't turn them loose to wildly chase around. And out in front of the visitor center, they had a map of the state of Ohio with each of the counties. And these kids could go stand on their county. It was big enough for that. And so I came back all excited, got the Kansas County Association to agree to do that. And everybody bought in. The Democrats, the Republicans, conservative Republicans, all bought in. And, you know, there was nitpicking, but it happened. Bill Graves came to the table.
The governor then.
The governor then, and gave us in his budget $500,000 for a study, a historic preservation study, which you have to have, mm-hmm. and these kinds of efforts. And, of course, they're extremely costly. We thought at the outset, I remember my last press conference on this, I said, you know, it looks like it's going to be up to $130 million.
Hmm. And lo and behold, it became eventually $332 million.
Yes.
But a million here and a million there, and who's counting, right?
Yeah. But, you know, you go into these old buildings and you find that the stone, the limestone is deteriorating. So then you got to pull out all this limestone. The beautiful dome is leaking and has to have significant replacement. Then, along the way, and it wasn't my suggestion, was the parking facility, mm-hmm. which was badly needed. And I think Dave Kerr, who followed me as president, provided some real leadership on that.
We're visiting with former Kansas Senate President Dick Bond. You know, Dick, one of the big contributions you made here was this notion of how to finance at least some of the initial phases of this work with some fairly innovative ideas involving the interest from unclaimed property in the state. Describe for us what you came up with there.
Well, and I've got to give credit to Dave Kerr for that. He was heading up the Ways and Means Committee, and I don't think he was really excited about capital restoration. But anyway, he figured out that the train was going to leave the station.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came up with this idea of using interest on unclaimed property, which is mega millions that the state handles. And
these are like old bank accounts that people leave and forget about, and the bank has, and the state eventually takes control of these assets.
That's right. But the reality of that was a great idea when interest rates were high. But today, when you get 0.40 on a CD, it isn't a big deal.
It's not buying you a lot.
So as a result, it becomes debt of the state.
Mm-hmm. Was it worth $332 million at the end of the day, Dick?
I think it was. That's an enormous amount of money. But and if you'd said that's what it's going to cost at the outset, I don't know that we would have walked into that. But I think all the costs were very legitimate. I think the architect and J.E. Dunn did a great job to remake something that started in 1868.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And of course, this is the 153rd birthday of the state of Kansas. And Kansas was a state in 1861, and then in 1866 they decided we need a great big capitol and we want to make it taller than the one in Washington, D.C.
And you put yourself in the position of those early Kansans who thought just years, a few years after statehood, that a people's house was so essential to the state. It was one of the first priorities of the state of Kansas, Dick.
It really was. And you know, you're talking about pride more than anything else. And we had a lot of citizens in the 1860s still living in sod houses. A lot of them were homesteaders. They were very poor, many of which came from the East, and especially New England. But it was a source of tremendous pride that we're going to build this big capital for our people.
We built the East Wing, we built the West Wing, and then eventually we built this center column. There was a name for it, the wind tunnel or something like this that connected these two chambers for a while. Then they eventually built the dome and finished the building off.
Yeah,
it's an amazing story.
It is. It, you know, this all started, I think, construction first in 1868, and it wasn't completed until 1903.
Have you seen the newly renovated Kansas Capitol, Dick? Have you spent time there?
I've spent some time, and I'm going to spend more.
tomorrow you'll be...
I'll be there tomorrow.
On the day this interview broadcasts, you'll be at the ceremonies over in Topeka.
That's right. That's why you're kind enough to visit with me today.
What do you make of the renovation? How different is it today than it was when you were Senate president?
Oh, it's you wouldn't recognize it as the same place. You wouldn't recognize the offices as anything we served in at that time. The chambers are sparkling. I would encourage any of your listeners to take a look at the Senate chambers. It is reputedly the most ornate and most brilliant legislative chamber in America. It is just gorgeous. I always thought it was great when we were there till I brought in some people to start shining the brass and bronze, I guess it is, and it just totally changed. It is amazing.
You know, Dick Bond, you once said that the main thing you've done during your years as a legislator, your 14 years as a state senator, that will have lasting value and importance was this renovation of the Kansas State House. Do you still feel that way?
I do. You know, I've had an opportunity to participate in a lot of great things, like the Education Research Triangle and to build some great education buildings and things at the community college. But this is a very lasting effort. We're looking at 75 to 100 years that if we maintain what we now have done, we won't have to have a major renovation for a long, long time.
Dick, thank you. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Steve, it's great to be with you. You're one of my favorites.
I appreciate that, Dick. That's former Kansas Senate President Dick Bond. We're joined now by Andrea Burton. She's a coordinator for the Kansas Capitol Visitor Center. Andrea, thank you for joining us. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Happy to on Kansas Day.
I was going to say, how big a deal, how much festivities going on over there today?
Well, as of about an hour ago, we had about 900 people here.
Wow.
So, and the governor's event is supposed to happen at noon.
What do you most look forward to when it comes to giving tours now that all this work is finally completed, mercifully completed?
Yeah, well, it is beautiful. It's breathtaking. People are very excited to see the building, and there's a lot of hands-on looking and feeling, and it's just a great building, and it's something every Kansan can be proud of.
You know, when people walk in and they're seeing it for the first time, can you describe the expressions you're seeing on people's faces?
They're amazed. It's beautiful. It's light. It's this beautiful white marble that they're walking on, and we have the map of all the counties in Kansas is right there as you walk in the door, so people can feel like they're part of the Capitol because they can walk in and say, there's my county right there.
You're talking about the new Capitol Visitor Center that's just opened up, right?
Right, and you come in on the north side, and you walk in, and you actually walk in on the ground level, so you're walking in under the stairs. So when you get inside, you're actually under the grand staircase. So the ceiling is sloped. So if you look up, you can see that you're under the stairs.
You know, I'm wondering if you had just a bit of time to yourself, what part of the Capitol building would you head to, you know, if you just wanted to enjoy a quiet moment?
My two favorite places are the Senate chamber itself on the third floor and also the state library on the third floor.
Because so why? Why those two places, Andrea?
The Senate makes you feel like you should be there to serve the people. I'm always happy to show off the building and make everyone aware that they are a part of the Capitol, if they're Kansans and even outside visitors, that we really want to show off the pride of the state. And it's such an elaborate room, you feel like you're supposed to serve the state. And I think it gives you that sense of grandeur and something that you can't, the cost can't take away from. I mean, it's such a beautiful building. You want to preserve it for many, many generations.
And Andrea, we just heard former Senate President Dick Bond from over here in Overland Park describe the state Senate chamber as now perhaps the most beautiful chamber, at least some people think, the most beautiful chamber, single chamber in the entire nation, which is quite really saying something, isn't it?
Yes, we feel like we don't have to brag on the chamber because it really speaks for itself. And when we get visitors who've been to 20, 30, 40 capitals, they'll tell us this is the most elaborate, the most beautiful, and the one they're going to remember. And so we feel pretty confident that, yes, we're probably up there in the top 10.
What can visitors see now that maybe they couldn't see before when all the construction was going on?
Well, we have a whole new exhibit area on the ground level, which is in the visitor center, and we actually have the original piece of the Wyandotte Constitution that made us a state, and it's beautiful calligraphy writing, and just you feel proud. This is the way the state got started, and then we have a lot of exhibits that kind of talk about things that have happened over the years in Kansas and in the state house, and that's all self-guided, so people can come in and just take a look at the way we've progressed over the years.
To what extent are you seeing a boost in people coming over to the Capitol just to check it out now that all the work is done?
Many, many people. And we're getting a lot of comments about how they think the renovation was well worth it because it's such a beautiful building. And people who will say, you know, I haven't been here for years, or I've never been here, and I live just down the street, and they're very excited. Just to see it at night lit up is gorgeous. So just driving by, you get a great sense of how beautiful it's going to be in the spring when there's flowers and everything blooming around it.
And here's the big question, Andrea. Do you have enough staff to handle the increase in visitors you're getting now?
We do right now. We've got some historic tour guides, and then we have some dome guides. We hope that the dome tour will be opening here shortly, and we're very excited for that. People want to get back up to the top. When you get to the top, you can see for about 40 miles. You can see the Jefferies Energy Center in Manhattan, so we know you can see quite a distance. And it's quite breathtaking up there, too, so it's fun. It's 296 steps. So you have to walk. You can't take an elevator to the top. But it's once you get there, it's a very, very beautiful view.
Well, I've been up there. The entire State House Press Corps went up there 1 year, 15, 18 years ago, and it's had a great time sort of looking around on a beautiful day. Andrea Burton is coordinator for the new Capitol Visitor Center over in Topeka. We sure appreciate your time today, Andrea.
Oh, not a problem. Always happy to show off the Capitol.
You
Come
bet.
On and visit.
Thanks so much.